Come on, man. We need the work. Let's go. Let's go.
Got through on the field. He's got through. 35-30.
Logan intercepted.
Touchdown, Giants.
Welcome into Big Blue Kickoff Live. I'm Anita Marks, and yes, that gentleman right there is
Jeffrey.
Is Jeffrey.
That's my official name.
You've never
called me Jeffrey.
I've never called you Jeffrey.
No, my mom is the only one who calls me Jeffrey.
And I like it. I dig it. I might be calling you Jeffrey throughout the rest of the show, man.
That's my name. So I will answer to it.
That's my
you
name.
Start calling me other things, I may not, but that's it.
Feegs.
Feegs. That's
I
actually,
like Feegs.
That's
come
really,
on, Feegs.
That's my nickname around here and around football forever. But yeah, you do call me Feegs all the time.
I do. I like calling you Feegs. Anyway, it's Jeffrey Feegles, and actually my name is Anita. But
Anita.
But of course, we're so lazy with our T's that.
Anita.
Yeah.
With an A.
There you go.
Anita.
Welcome into Big Blue Kickoff Live here on a Friday afternoon. Yesterday was St. Patrick's Day. Hopefully everybody had a happy and healthy and drank some green beer and also did well on your March Madness bracket. But we're here to talk Giants, and we're going to talk Giants for the next hour. I guess the biggest storyline right now, Jeff, is Okun, a offensive
Russell.
Lineman that the Giants, I'm sure we're interested in, has come to terms with a contract with the Denver Broncos. So what does that leave for the
not
Giants?
Much.
Unfortunately, there's just not a lot of really exciting names out there for them to bring in on the free agent market to fill that void. And right now, I mean, some people look at it as a void, and I think it's fair to look at it as a void at the right tackle position. It's Marshall Newhouse. You know, is Marshall Newhouse a starting right tackle heading into 2016, or is he a sixth man off the bench? Everybody's opinion varies, but nonetheless, this is a position that obviously I think needs a little bit more talent on this roster.
And I mean, we go to Okun, you know, what happened there obviously is that he was asking too much money. I think the Giants, they're not going to overpay for somebody that age in one. And two, I'm not sure what the thinking is right now at this right tackle position. I know that the Giants have Newhouse. They have Bobby Hart. They've got some guys that think that they might be able to fill in there. But I still don't think that the Giants are finished there. Even though the free agency is very, very new right now, and but we had this big splash in free agency last week. Things tend to calm down a little bit now because what happens is you look at your top 50 free agents in the league. They're pretty much either have been franchised or those top 25 guys are gone. And now you're just stuck with what's left. And I think that the Giants understand what's out there, and I think they put a grade on them. And they're certainly not going to go out there and spend a lot of money on somebody that they feel like is not worth it. So where do you go from there? I still think there could be some June 1 cuts coming soon. I still think there's the draft that you could go after. And more importantly, do you have confidence in the guys that are here on this roster, which I'm looking at right now? And, who's on this roster, we know. And there isn't any surprises here about the guys that played last year, and Newhouse is one of them. He was their starting tackle, so I don't know about him. We'll see.
Yeah, I mean, if you kind of explain, you know, it was a conversation I hosted with Lance yesterday in regard to a lot of Giants fans had called in, which was surprising to me because I was away all last week during free agency. So yesterday was the first time I had the opportunity to be a part of Big Blue Kickoff Live. And, I was expecting a very positive energy, fans excited with all that the Giants had done. And really predominantly the calls that we got yesterday was disappointment in regard to how much it slowed down and that the offensive line, specifically the right tackle position, has not been addressed yet. And there's some concerns there. So I said, don't worry. You know, there's still other opportunities in regard to guys that are going to get cut when their bonus date does come up. And then also, in regard to once training camp starts, a lot of teams out there are going to be really rich and really thick and really deep at the offensive line position. And when those cuts come, then there might be somebody good in that batch that they could pick up.
And right now we're talking about tier B free agents. So those are the guys where you know, teams are not going to battle over them. They're gonna put a number on them. They're gonna put a price tag on these guys, and then they'll go after them. There's no need to go after these guys immediately right now. I mean, unless you have targeted them, you definitely want them, because what happens is you got to let the market calm down. And, you know, the years that I was in the league and being through free agency and things like that, you understand the market right at the beginning, everybody usually, for the most part, is overpaying for those guys. There's a reason for that, because they all need player. They need this guy. Right now, you're looking at the guys that are out there. They're needed in a sense by a team, Anita. But, I mean, for the most part, it's like, okay, I feel like the Giants are now saying to themselves, you know, we still have confidence that we can still go out and get an offensive lineman, whether it's a right guard or right tackle, what have you be. But we feel like we could still concentrate a little bit on the draft, too, because the Giants are in a good position because of their record last year. And in each round, between the first and the third round, they're sitting well in a sense because this is a very defensive draft. There's going to be a lot of defensive players taken in these first three rounds. The Giants can sit back and say, you know what, we got our defensive guys in free agency. We still would like to look at some of them in the draft, but maybe this puts us in a spot to be able to get some offensive players higher than what we would have normally gotten because it's such a deep, deep defensive draft.
It's a great way of thinking about it. Also, the safety position. Some Giants fans had called in yesterday in regard to having some concern for the safety position. I was on the phone with Paul Dottino yesterday, and there were a few guys who he threw out. Reggie Nelson's still out there, still available, as well as Walter Thurman. He's out there, and he's still available. Not sure if maybe their asking price might be a little bit too high. Maybe the Giants are waiting for their asking price to come down. And this is something I communicated with some of our listeners yesterday as well. I was out in Indianapolis for the Combine. And Jerry Reese and Ben McAdoo both addressed the media. And when Jerry Reese addressed the media, he was still very, very, very confident and has some pretty high expectations for the safeties that are on this roster. Unfortunately, we really didn't get a chance to see Bennett Jackson, Nat Burhe, Mikael Thompson.
Yeah.
I mean, these are guys that I do believe this organization really believes in. And is expecting some big things from them coming in this season, of course, barring that they stay healthy.
There you go. They got to stay healthy. I mean, that's why, you know, these guys, you didn't see them last year because they didn't stay healthy. But, you know, I think that Nat Burhe is a guy that the guys are they're very confident in. Bennett Jackson, who they were, you know, moved from corner to safety last year. And I don't know if a lot of you guys remember, but we were sitting here in training camp, and it was a daily feature on who was starting at safety. And all these combinations were going, you know, you had Thompson in there, and then you had Collins in there, and then you had Bennett Jackson in there along with, you know, this guy and this guy. And unfortunately, those guys got hurt, and then you were kind of stuck with who you had last year. And, man, was it a lot. You can't count how many safeties the Giants went through during the season. I think it was ridiculous. And then Merriweather, who really filled in nicely at that position, being a guy that we thought that was going to be in trouble a lot, you know, on the field trouble, getting thrown out of games for bad hits and stuff. I thought he did a decent job. He played a lot. If you look at his performance pay, he was one of the highest guys that got paid on the Giants. Actually, was the highest guy paid on the Giants for the performance pay. But they're high on the guys they drafted before, so they're going to come into training camp and they're going to compete. I would like to see another veteran back there, because when you look at the group, In the whole group, there isn't really a lot of veteran leadership there anyways. I mean, Collins coming off of a year that he played every game, so that's good for him. But I'd like to see someone come in, and I believe that you will see somebody else come in at the safety position between now and training camp, a veteran. A guy maybe comes in for a little bit over the minimum or what have you. But I would just say to Giants fans to be patient. I think that last week, the attitude was way better, according to what you just said. Last week, everybody was giddy what happened.
Oh,
and why not, right?
How could you not be?
Yeah, so I think you know, calm down. You get 2 weeks in a row here. You can't get too crazy. We do have the Giants do have some money to spend, but that doesn't mean it's a shopping spree every weekend or every week now until the draft. So just be calm. If you can.
Relax.
Chill, man.
R-E-L-A-X is Aaron Rodgers once told Packers fans.
Relax.
All right, phone lines are open. 201-939-4513 is the phone number. That's how you get on board. Also, I'm monitoring Twitter throughout the show. Hashtag Giants Chat. Myself and Jeff Fiegel's with you for the next 45 minutes. Also want to remind you, the show brought to you by DraftKings. So don't forget that. The daily fantasy sports destination at DraftKings. You can play as often as you want with no season-long commitment. Go to DraftKings.com, enter the promo code CONTACT to play for free today. DraftKings Fantasy Sports, and it's free to play. So let's head out to the phone lines, Feegs.
Yeah.
We go to kick it off line two. Aiden is calling in from Queens. He wants to talk about the left tackle position. That's right.
Well, hey, guys, Anita, Steve, thanks for having me on. Actually, right tackle, because I guess Flowers is going to be the left tackle. I share the concerns, as all Giants fans do. What do you guys think about Ryan Clady? Would the Giants be willing to trade Denver to get him? And I also know his cap numbers. I think it's like $10 million annually, so I don't know if that'll fit with what we have left cap-wise.
Sure. Well, it's a good question. I think that, you know, reading about this just on Twitter and on Pro Football Talk, things like that, I feel like, you know, now that the Giants – that the Broncos have went and got Okun, I think that Clady's going to be a guy that's going to be traded. So now you got to get a team that's going to take that, but that's a lot of money now. And, you know, I'm not certain how old the guy is. I know he's probably – I don't think he's in his 30s, is he? Is there, maybe he's in his early 30s? I don't know. But certainly a good player. Giants need at that position is pretty desirable, in my opinion. So – we'll see what happens. As far as the cap number goes, I think that the Giants are still pretty good with their cap number.
I want to say they're like kind of like right below the $20 million range.
So but if you feel like you know, that's $10 million for a right tackle, I don't know. It's a guy. I don't know. It's an interesting question. I still think there's going to be something in the draft that comes as an offensive lineman. I really do.
Okay, as far as the draft, I don't know if they want to pick another lineman that high after using the picks the past couple of years. But if the if Stanley's not there, the Notre Dame guy, he would be the logical pick if we still need that need. Mm-hmm. Would we then go in the second round to grab a tackle?
I believe they would. I mean, I figure, you know, you're looking at what you have on that left side of the offensive line right now from the center over. From the left side is pretty good. I think that Flowers is going to end up staying where he's at. And I think now is the time when you look at the right side, you've got a little bit of depth, you know, from the draft last year with Bobby Hart, and then you got Newhouse, and, you know, I don't know what else is there, guys. I really don't. So, I mean, to me, you know, a second rounder, a third rounder, a high third rounder, and as an offensive lineman, it might happen. It might happen.
Appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
You're welcome, Aiden.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much.
And again, like I said earlier, is that this draft is so high on defense that you might end up getting one of those offensive linemen or one of those offensive players, you know, at a position where you wouldn't have normally when you were trying to get them, because so many other teams are going defense and getting some guys. So, you know.
I was this morning prepping for the show on NFL.com, they have some mock drafts that are out. In regard to, I'm trying to call it up here because my computer just crashed. I apologize. So I want to call that up and kind of share with you. Oh, here we go.
Who's maybe mock draft number or whatever
this
it is.
So this is NFL mock 2.0.
Okay.
For
NFL.com.
For NFL.com. And at 10 for the Giants, Bucky Brooks has the Giants drafting the corner, Vernon Hargraves.
Oh, wow.
Who a lot of people don't feel he might still be there. Not sure, but who knows. Daniel Jeremiah has them drafting Laquon Treadwell, the wide receiver from Mississippi. And both Lance Zierling and Charles Davis has them drafting Shaq Lawson, the defensive end. Mm-hmm.
We've talked about him too. Haven't talked much about Graves though. But I'll tell you, would it surprise me to see that happen when you got you know, Jenkins and now DRC? Those are your corners. You know, slot guy is missing. We got to find a slot corner. It wouldn't surprise me at all. I wouldn't like the pick. But, you know, who knows? Where is that? Joey Bosa is going all over the place, isn't he? I don't know what your take is on him, but I watched the pro day for Ohio State And he was pretty impressive. I mean, the guy looks he looks pretty mean.
Yeah, you know, it was interesting. I the feedback that I got at the combine from him and at his and really this is another thing. In regards to the combine, a lot of these coaches feel like I don't want to say a waste of time, but in a sense, I mean, their scouting department has all the film. Like they know what this kid, they know what these yeah. young men can do on the football field.
They want to talk to him.
They want to talk to him.
Yeah.
So what the best thing about the combine are the meetings, but unfortunately you only get 15 minutes and then yeah. the cowbell rings.
Yeah. Or you get in a fight. Or you get in a fight like Brian Cox did. You know, hey man, get out of our meeting room. We only got 15 minutes. Oh, hold on a second. All the next thing you know, these guys are fighting in the hallway.
So I mean, you know, that's the biggest thing. Coaches, general managers, that's the biggest thing they get from going to the combine is the 15 minutes sitting there interviewing them, asking the questions they want to ask. Some that are really outlandish, but nonetheless, the feedback I got with Joey Bosa was actually quite positive. So I was shocked after the combine, his stock dropped a little bit. But what I heard, the meetings that the guys that I spoke to were in the meetings with him actually said he did quite like yeah. he is a football player. He's got that running through his blood. He is a football player. All he cares about is winning
and sacking.
And yeah, like it's like it's his life. It's his passion. It's like
I think somebody's going to get a good player there.
It defines really football defines him.
Yeah.
And the guys that I spoke to that had interviewed him were loved that about him. So I was shocked that his stock dropped.
This guy's
Ezekiel Elliott.
Yeah, I a lot of people have the Giants picking him too.
Well, this is why they have that. And Schmoke and I, we hosted some shows while we were in Indianapolis. Hopefully, you tuned in online. And so
most people did. I'm sure
a lot of the draft analysts feel that. What best player available on the board at 10?
Will be him.
Hmm. Now, do the Giants draft him? I don't.
Well, typically they have.
I don't think so. Now, will somebody wanna trade up for him? I think they will. So I think that'll be interesting. Now, a guy that I'm like in love with is Miles Jack, and this is interesting. Everyone across the board here on NFL.com, they're 2.0. They all have Miles Jack going to the Jacksonville Jaguars at 5.
Yeah, I think at 5, once you get below 5, things start to get a little bit different because, you know, but I think, you know, I think that Dallas is going to take him, Elliott.
You think Dallas is going to take Ezekiel?
I think they need a running back. Obviously, you look at what happened last year with them. They get rid of what's his name, and now I think they're going to go after him.
Getting rid of DeMarco Murray.
DeMarco Murray, that's, yeah. So, but you know, from the Giants' perspective, you know, do they draft the way they always have, and that's been a need position? They go for the highest guy on the board. Well, we'll see what happens. We'll see who's there. And you know, I don't know where on that draft tracker thing there that the where somebody has the first offensive lineman going. But
first pick overall to Tennessee.
Well, other than that, below that, we know that. But was there the Eagles? Is that an offensive tackle? I don't have my glasses on. Down there on the left, number 8. Yeah, Stanley. That's the guy for Notre Dame. Okay,
Ronnie Stanley.
Yep. So we'll see what happens. I would love to see if Stanley is still there from Notre Dame that the Giants nab him. I really would, but I don't know. Some people think that defense is still the way to go, but I feel like that they did a good job at defense already. So maybe they'll draft a linebacker.
Miles Jack.
Who knows?
201-939-4513. Let's go to line 3. We have Marco calling in from Connecticut. Marco, welcome on board.
Hi, Marco.
Hey, Jeff and Anita. How are you?
Great.
Good, thanks. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. I got a little NFL question, but then I want to just give a couple thoughts on the Giants.
Sure.
Jeff, I'm curious what you think about this. Last year it happened with San Francisco, and this year I noticed with Green Bay. There's some players that have been retiring early. Last year, San Fran had a player, Anthony Davis. He's from played at Rutgers, and he's an offensive lineman. He retired, but he said that he would be back after a year. He wasn't just shutting down his NFL career, and he is coming back this year. And I just saw not too long ago B.J. Raji, the defensive tackle from Green Bay, also retiring. But he said too. He said it's not the end of my career. I'm going to be back maybe in a year or two. What do you think about? Is this a trend? Why? Why do you think guys are shutting it down for a couple of years and then coming back? I've never seen that happen before.
Oh, wow.
Curious what you thought about that.
Well, I haven't seen it happen. I never knew it was that much of an option. Like, you know, when you retire, obviously there's things that are telling you that you don't want to play anymore, whether it's your body or your mind.
Yeah. But how many guys retire just because?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Like, how many times you get that opportunity to say, oh, I'm going to retire, but you know what, I'm going to come back. Well, I mean, how do you know that teams are going to want you back, you know?
Yeah, then maybe not call it a retirement then,
yeah,
right?
No,
I guess they're just
yeah.
guys
hiatus,
that are stepping away from the game and then coming back.
Right,
a
yeah.
hiatus. I'm going to
yeah.
take a hiatus.
Yeah, I mean, and I will tell you, and I don't know the answer to this, but I'm just guessing that there's something there, obviously, but we don't know what it is. It could be injury. It could be, I know that once I step away that I'm probably going to want to come back and play, but I just need to get away from football. A lot, and sometimes it could be family. Sometimes it could be things happening with their, you know, outside of football. And so there's a lot of different ingredients, if you will, that go into that kind of decision.
Okay. Thank you. And I was just curious about that.
Yeah.
Giants thought, and then I'll end off with a question. I think with a couple positions left, and I do think free agency has been great. Really, that initial spree that the Giants went on was just awesome. But I think that us fans need to understand that the coaches and definitely the front office are not going to tap into free agency on every position. There's going to be a position, whether it's wide receiver, safety, tight end, right tackle, that we're talking about. Even with the draft. They're going to roll the dice on some young guys that are on the team that they are counting on a position to step up.
Sure.
And maybe it's tight end. Jerry talked about some of the guys at the combine, like Anita said. You know, wide receiver, Jeremy Davis was drafted. There's guys they like at safety. Ola's going to be counted on to step up at the end. So I don't know what the position is going to be. I wouldn't be shocked if it was safety. Oh, because everyone's just, you know, saying that we need this veteran safety, and I agree. We need some type of veteran presence. I think that would really take some pressure off Landon Collins. I think Landon Collins would flourish if there was some type of veteran brought in, but it remains to be seen. That's just a thought that I have. And my question is, when free agency kicked off, Charles Johnson was brought in, the Panthers defensive end.
Right.
I'm curious what you guys think. If Johnson had signed with the Giants, what would have been the next move? You think Vernon would still become a Giant, or Snacks Harrison? How do you think things would have played out? Mm. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, you're welcome. I believe, and again, this is me thinking, I believe that the Giants were targeting Vernon all along. I think they were targeting him all along. I think that they, with Johnson, I think they went and they made, whoops. I hear the dial tone. I think they made an effort to get him. And like we said earlier, we're in our conversation, there's certain things that guys just, you know, they realize they don't want to do something. And they didn't want to leave. He wanted to stay with the Panthers. Took a one-year deal. And I'm thinking that's because he thinks that he can come back and play and maybe get a little bit more money next year. Talking about Charles Johnson. So I still think the Giants, they always had Vernon targeted. I think they would have went after both those guys because, obviously, in my opinion, they needed a lot of help there, and I think you guys would agree with that too. So that's kind of my answer to that. You know, the other thing, too, that I'm looking at this roster, and I know that we all hope and feel like that Cruz can come back and play next year. What I'm looking on this roster, who these receivers are going into next season – That's something that's a little concerning to me. I believe that Victor's going to come back and he's going to do well along with Odell. But when you look at that third receiver, who is it? You know, you don't want it to be Dwayne Harris. I'm telling you right now, guys. I know how much I liked him playing that position last year, but he's your special teams guy. And when he gets hurt because he's playing 50 snaps a game at receiver. It's gonna hurt. It's really gonna hurt. So you got to find another receiver here, and where we're gonna see it is probably in the draft, and and that could be that first position, first rounder, could be a wide receiver, and it wouldn't surprise me because when I'm looking at the guys like Tavares King and Miles White, a guy like Ben Edwards and Jeremy Davis, and Anthony Dable, those are your receivers, aside from the guys I just mentioned. So I think that there's a tremendous need at that receiver position too. So don't be surprised if that could happen also.
I was hoping that the Giants would possibly land Mohamed Sanu. I
think they wanted him. Yeah.
Yeah. I thought that would have been a really, really great addition to play opposite Odell Beckham Jr. Unfortunately, as we know, he ended up in Atlanta. So we'll see what happens. Let's continue with your calls. 201-939-4513. We go to Josh calling in from Central New York.
Hi, Josh.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you, Day?
Pretty good.
Very good.
Let's see here. I'm in love with Miles Jack as well. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm absolutely head over heels over him.
Get in line. Get in line. I mean.
What do you think the opportunity is? Because we all know he's probably going to go to Jacksonville. But what if Jerry Reese pulls something out of his sleeve because he is in the hot seat? What if he trades up to get him? I just don't think we can afford to miss out on a talent like that. And I think if we get him, it would help our secondary because they wouldn't have to, you know. And we could be fine with a Nat Burhey. I don't know.
Well,
I mean, thank you for the phone call, by the way. It's not the Giants' way in regard to trading up. I mean, it's just you don't see it happen.
They did it last year just to get Collins, but that was the second round,
right?
You know, so,
right.
But you're right. And plus, to go and get a guy like that, at number five, I think it was at five.
So to move up from 10 to let's
five?
Say five, yeah, to say
wow.
five.
Wow, that's a lot. I will tell you this, and. Looking at what the Giants have done defensively, especially the defensive line, okay? Let's look at this. You got Hankins, who's going to be coming back next year, who's now going to be moving his position basically from, he's going to be more in that three technique now that he played last year in a one because now Snacks is moving in there. So, and then you got Olivia Vernon and you got JPP. Those are your rushers. What the Giants had last year, problem with is that those defensive linemen were not only not getting after the passer, but they were those linebackers had linemen coming at them left and right. So I think with the addition to those guys I just mentioned, that's going to help their linebacking position all in all. But the Giants do need to get somebody, but they're not going to get Miles Jack. There's no way that's going to happen. They got Robinson. What's his first name from? Was it
Keenan Robinson from Washington?
Yes. So that's gonna help a little bit, and you got to get the other guys to step up and play. But man, that linebacking position, Miles Jackson, it's not gonna happen. That was a good question, but it's just too much. You have to give up too much to move five spots to get that. So
201-939-4513 is the phone number. We're gonna continue with your calls. Also, I do want to look at Twitter really quick. Here we go. This is from Pat. He says, when's the last time the Giants traded down? Would be a smart move to grab more quality players?
Well, I think that is always an option. I think that, you know, somebody who – and that's always an option during draft day because there's teams that they're not showing their hand right now. And there may be a player that they want to get, and maybe sitting at 10, they need to get that player. They're willing to give up a couple – you know, a draft pick or move down or move up, how it all works on. It's pretty fascinating on draft day how that stuff works, especially the first round, because there are teams that are so high on players that they got to do anything they can to get it. And, heck, you look at what happened the time when the Saints gave up all those draft picks. It was unbelievable. Was that Mike Ditka that did that? Remember? To get
Ricky Williams?
No.
Or what?
To give up, who was it that they, I'm sure you guys know, somebody will let us know. They gave up their whole draft to get.
I remember what Dan Snyder gave up to get RG3.
Humble, yeah.
And now he's on the market.
Wow.
This is from D. Rickier 81. He says, we're not drafting a safety. We already have four guys that are practically rookies. No sense adding another. Need a right tackle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with him. I don't, you know, we talked about that earlier, about all the safeties. They got a bunch of safeties. They just got to stay healthy, and let's see how they can play. I agree.
AJ Marshall says Miles Jack won't be there at 10. Don't even bother mentioning him.
That's AJ, what we just said. We know
AJ,
that.
AJ, you're right. Ben says, enough talk about Sanu. Dude is overrated because of a weak free agency class. I'd rather have Randall, who actually catches touchdowns.
Well, you can't argue with catching touchdowns, but I don't think that the – He'll be back.
AJ Marshall says, I'm a Gator fan. I watch Vernon Hargraves play a lot, and he can play on the outside or the slot. If he's there, you got to take him at 10.
And like we said, I think you need a slot corner. So that could be your guy. It really could. And if you saw him, even though you're a Gator fan, I feel far sorry for you. But I think that if he's there and they grab him, I don't think it's a bad pick at all.
So keep the tweets coming. By all means, please. 201.
I forgot to even see if the Hurricanes actually won their basketball game last night.
They won.
Too busy drinking green beer.
Really? Yeah, they won. They beat Buffalo. They take on Wichita State in the second round. 201-939-4513. Let's go to Andre in Rochester. He wants to talk about Miles Jack.
Why not? And how we're going to get him, right?
I don't know. I'm just wondering, why are we giving up hope on him? Why are we saying that he's going to be gone?
Oh, wow.
We never know. It's his last. We got Odell Beckham on our team at 13.
Yeah, well.
13 of the teams passed on him.
Yeah, but you want to know something? I think that when you look at Odell, now we know what Odell is today. But when you look back at I don't think a lot of people knew Odell Beckham like everybody knows Miles Jack now. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
if you compare the two.
It's actually funny. It was kind of like after the Odell Beckham Jr. draft, being in Indianapolis the year after that, a lot of guys that a lot of like scouts,
they all said it.
Oh yeah.
Oh
like,
yeah, of course.
Oh, I knew. Like a lot of offensive coordinators were like, "Oh, I told my general manager like we needed to get this guy." Like after the fact, but not you're right, but not leading into the draft. There's so much hype. There's so much talk about Miles Jack right now. You didn't really hear all that hype publicly about Odell Beckham Jr., maybe privately, indoors in a lot of facilities around the NFL, but not – there wasn't so much hype about Odell Beckham Jr. coming out of that draft as there is about Miles Jack.
So, I don't know. I just think – I think the guy – I think I was reading about his, you know, pro day. It's just – I mean, the guy is just – he's incredible. And so somebody's going to be happy about that pick, some fan, whatever team it is, and most likely going to be Jacksonville. So –
one guy that can play any position on the field. All right, guys. Thanks.
Hey, thanks for calling in, Andre. We appreciate it.
Here's a question. This is from Pat. And again, hashtag Giants chat. That's how you get on board. When is the last time the Giants traded down? Would be a smart move to grab more quality players. And here is our producer just sent me this. The last time the Giants traded down in the first round was 2006. The Giants owned the 25th overall pick in the first round. They swapped it for the 32nd, giving the Pittsburgh Steelers the 25th pick. The Steelers selected Santonio Holmes. The Giants took Kiwi. The Giants also got Pittsburgh's third-round pick, 96th overall, and got Wilkinson in a fourth-round pick, 129th overall, and got Guy Wimper.
Mm. Both those guys stayed around a long time and – I don't know. They do much, but that's interesting. You know, and listen, I think the Giants are very content with where they're at number 10 because they're going to get a good player no matter who it is. It's going to be somebody worth, you know, if you have a 6-10 season and you're awarded that 10th pick, you know, can't do anything about it after the season, but you know you got a number 10 pick. You're willing to listen, but I think that they're pretty happy with where they'll be picking there and who they're going to get. Who it is, I don't know. Who do you think they're going to get? I'll put you on the spot. You think it's going – all right, how about this?
Listen,
give me offense or defense.
Based on what they were able to do in free agency, I really want Miles Jack. I say trade up for him. That's me. But
wow.
You know, but Jerry sees me walking in the hallways. He doesn't pull me aside and ask me for my opinion.
Yeah, right? So, Anita. I mean, Anita, what do you think? We should draft up?
That's my 1 cent. I'd love to see Miles Jack on this team. I mean, this cat can play. He can play linebacker. He can play safety. Heck, you want him to come in and be the fifth wheel in that running back core back there.
There will not be a fifth wheel in the running back core this year.
He can do that too. We had four last year.
Wow.
So that's what I'd like to see. But I mean, I'm dreaming here. I'm living in a fantasy football world.
That's definitely fantasy football right there. I'm just looking at this Giants roster and seeing a lot of guys from Miami, which I like. You know, but we won't go there. That's fine. Got a lot of good guys.
201-939-4513 is the phone number. Let's go to line one. We have Alex calling in from Georgia. Alex, welcome in.
Alex.
Good afternoon, Anita. Good afternoon, Jeff. Honored to talk to you, Jeff. I really
you.
Appreciate your play.
Appreciate it.
And it's wonderful to talk to you. But I have a question, and I've been trying to call in and ask about this for a while now. So I guess it's a little off topic. But this fellow, Anthony Dablé, I really don't know too much about him. Could you please give me some information about what he would bring to the Giants and why they selected him?
You know what? I don't know much about him either.
Do you speak French?
No, I don't. I do know he's 6'5 and 215 pounds, and he's a rookie. That's all I know. That's all that's on here. I tried to click his name. There's actually nothing that comes up on him. I'm sure our producer will get it for us. But I don't know. I can't talk about him because I really don't know much about him. So I'm sorry about that.
Well, okay, I guess. I just, because in all of the discussions about our needs at wide receiver, you know, questions about Victor coming back, and I just thought, well, I heard that he was selected, and I figured, well, what hope do we have with regard to this player?
Well, here, actually, our producer just sent me this link. You can find this on Giants.com. He's a 27-year-old French native who earned his reputation as one of the best wide receivers and returners in Europe while playing for the Lions in the German Football League. What else can I tell you about him? He's 6'5". He's 215 pounds. He caught the attention of NFL scouts and has been invited to the NFL Regional Combine in Minnesota before signing with the Giants.
Which, by the way, that's fairly new, that combine, and a lot of guys actually get signed out of that thing. So that's a pretty good opportunity for this young man to do what he can.
He played for the Berlin Rebels in 2013.
All I know is he's 6'5", and it reminds me a little bit of Plaxico, his size. So.
Well, I was thinking that they were – excuse me, I didn't mean to interrupt, but I was thinking that he – you know, I remember a Ramses Barton, and I – you know, I
yep.
I don't know. I just thought that maybe we needed a slot receiver. I don't see how that's going to fit into the overall plan.
Well, I think right now they just – you know, the guys –
this is a low-risk, possibly high-reward –
exactly.
Move here.
A lot like Corey Washington here. You know, a guy that nobody knew about him. He came into camp and you know, he was a camp favorite and he made the team. And then I think this is a lot like Corey Washington here. I mean, when Corey Washington came, nobody even knew where was it Newberg College? I think he went something like that. Nobody knew where the college. Nobody had heard of it before. Well, a lot of people hadn't heard of the German Lions either. So we'll see what happens with him. But thanks for asking. Sorry we couldn't give you more information.
Well, maybe that would be like a homework assignment in the future. Maybe we could find out something more.
Sure. Well, right. I know as of late we've been worried about guys like Olivier Vernon and free agency and guys like
Yeah,
that.
I understand. I just was curious because, you know, we have so many concerns about the wide receiver position, and I didn't know anything, so.
Well, he's not the only guy that we don't know much about. There's about three or four other wide receivers in that group that we still – the jury's out on them too. So I agree with you. I think there is a need for a wide receiver soon. Whether it's high in the draft or some other free agent that's out there. But I think that we got to go for somebody because we can't put all your eggs in one basket with Victor Cruz. I mean, you look at how he came back last year, attempted to, and he got hurt again. So you never know what's going to happen. So you definitely need some other – and I believe it needs to be a veteran. I really do.
Yes. Well, thank you so much, Jeff.
Welcome.
I really appreciate talking to you. It's an honor, really.
Well, I appreciate
it. So have a great day.
Thank you so much. Happy Friday to you.
Here's some more tweets for you. This is one. This is a fun one. You ready? This is from Nicholas. He says, I used to defend Anita. Thank you. I don't need to be defended. but I appreciate if you did defend me against what I'm not sure. But her talent evaluation on players is questionable at best. Sanu, question mark. JT Thomas, question mark. Robinson, question mark. Yuck, yuck, yuck. First of all, I never said Sanu was number one. I think Sanu is a complimentary wide receiver. I think he'd play well in this system. I think he would play well in Ben McAdoo's system. I think he would be an upgrade from Reuben Randall. That is my opinion. Now, Marvin Jones, to me, would be the wide receiver that I would most covet coming out of Cincinnati. But I don't think that was in the game plan, and he got a lot more money than I think the Giants were willing to spend. So I think Sanu would have been a nice complimentary piece. JT Thomas, listen, let's see how JT Thomas does this season now that there's a absolute solid defensive line in front of him. I think we're going to see better play, not just from JT Thomas, but I think from our entire linebacking core with a better defensive line. When you look around the NFL and you look at linebackers that are making plays, that are putting up good numbers, they have solid defensive lines in front of them, and unfortunately JT Thomas did not have that last year. I'm still a believer in JT Thomas.
And so second year of the system.
Yes. But more importantly, with this defensive line in front of him, let's see what he can do. Slow your roll. Hold the phones on JT Thomas until the end of next season. And Robinson, I really haven't even said anything much about him. I'm hoping that he'll be a great addition. I'm worried because the dude hasn't been able to stay healthy. So I'm hoping he's here. It's a new day. It's a new environment. And I'm hoping he's willing to stay healthy. And we can see, do we have a really good sample size in regard to what he can do? Because, unfortunately, there's just been a lot of games he hasn't been able to be out on the field.
Well,
so.
Unfortunately, that whole group, you put a big circle around the whole linebacking group, has not been able to stay on the field. I mean, you look at Kennard last year. He couldn't stay on the field after coming off a great season the year before. You look at all those guys. They just have injury-plagued seasons. And so if we can get some guys that on the field that can stay healthy – that linebacking core should do better this year. It certainly never hurts to add depth at linebacking because of what's happened in the past because of injuries, because those guys really, they take a lot on. But if you have a formidable defensive line, that'll help them a lot, like you said, Anita. So you don't need to be defended.
But I appreciate it.
Sure, why not?
I appreciate it. 201-939-4513. Let's go to Russell, who's calling in from Alaska. That's pretty cool.
Got to be what?
Russell, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. What's going on?
So I'm.
It's hard to catch up because I'm 4 hours back.
4 hours. It's 8 o'clock. All right, I'm just trying to figure that out.
But I'm curious. Is it around that time that it's just completely dark there right now, or completely light?
Nah, it's light. It's going on summertime, so it's getting warm outside. You can actually drive your car, but not -60 degree weather.
Could you imagine?
Yeah.
All right, what you got for us, Russell?
I'm in New York. All right, here we go. I know y'all talking about Miles Jack. All right, I'm watching what Jerry Reese is doing. I talked to Shakes the other day. He's kind of messing up. Charlie, you're right. Yes, Jerry Reese is messing up again. I'm like, Jerry Reese, what are you doing? Offensive line, offensive line, offensive line. Lord Jesus, we do not want Eli to get hurt. Offensive line. I don't think he's going to go after Miles Jack. He was looking at Floyd. Yeah, I'm hearing the rumors. He's putting himself in the position to draft another offensive line or wide receiver. He's not going free safety. He thinks Matt Burhey is going to be a Pro Bowl. He can keep dreaming on that one. He'll be hurt in 3 games. I just don't understand what he's doing again. Finish what you started. You did good. You got the defensive line straight, but your offensive line been horrible. Now, let's forget, we told how bad the defense was. Remember that game with Minnesota when Odell Beckham Jr. was out that whole entire game? The offense played like crap. The offensive line couldn't block. They couldn't block me if I was running, trying to chase Eli. That's how bad the offensive line was. That's why the running game has not started. We need an offensive line. Jerry Reese, we need an offensive line. That's the reason why defense gets tired. I mean, you can have a defense run up and down the court, but if no one's blocking and the offense is going out and less than third down, they ain't third and 15, then the defense ain't going to do nothing next year. Then most of them get hurt again. You need an offensive line. I know we need another wide receiver. Yeah, I want the kid from Ole Miss, but we can get Bolden for 1 year. We can get Bolden for 1 year just to give him some experience. But we need an offensive line. We need to get that kid from Michigan State. That offensive line to play right tackle. We You got to fix it. The offensive line got to get fixed. Same results again.
Well, you know, listen, I'm not going to argue with you. I just feel like, you know, it's what are those guys going to do upstairs? Their theory and our theory, they're not going to listen to us. But we feel your pain, and I agree with you. I do agree with you. I think that, you know, and listen, we talked a little bit about the guy from Denver, you know, Clady or whatever his name is. I feel like, you know, at $10 million, that's a lot of money. But, you know, when you think about what you got on that offensive line on the left side, I think you're pretty good. Right side
scares
me.
You're good, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So
you're good. You're good on the right. You're good on the left side. I don't know. I thought they was going to move Pugh back to right side and play the right tackle and have Jerry play left guard. I'm thinking they could do it like that, but he put himself in a position to grab another offensive line. He has to do it. We're talking on this defense. We can have the greatest defense in the world, but if we can't score a point. Listen, Denver scored a point in the Super Bowl, and we cannot score. You're not going to shut down every single team in the NFL. It's not going to happen.
Sure.
You got to be able to slow the game down. Let Eli run the ball. We got three running backs. Use your running back. This is why we get a lot of injuries. This is why Denver was so good, because they still had somewhat of an offensive line to protect Peyton Manning to run the ball with C.J. Anderson. That's why he got $18 million for the next 3 years, because you're an offensive line. And they just cut a kid from Denver. I'm like, Jay Reese, go grab him. Let him play right guard. Because you can't just count on Hart, a seven-round pick from last year, to start at right guard and be a Pro Bowler.
Right.
It's not going to happen. That's not reality. Go get an offensive line. It's not hard.
Well, I think that, anything can happen here, but you know, it's not out of the realm to move Pugh back to right tackle, okay? And then it's a lot easier to find a guard than it is a tackle. So, and you know, he can play right tackle. So, you know, there's still that possibility, and you know, money comes into effect here. Draft pick, how high you want to go and get an offensive lineman or a receiver. So it all goes into here. But I, you know, it wouldn't surprise me if all of a sudden, if they did find a guard that they wanted and they liked, that they'd signed him and then moved him to left guard and put Pugh back out at right guard or right tackle. I don't think that's what they want to do, but if they have to, they can. You know, but you're right. We've got to get some. You got to find another offensive lineman soon. You know, and I think that I think they will. Just hang, like I said at the beginning of the show, let's all just be calm and just relax a little bit, and I think that they'll go out and find somebody there. I really do. So, and that's we hope. Yes.
Well, we hope.
Thank you for the phone call. And I'm glad that it's summer in Alaska right now.
Summer in Alaska are amazing, by the way.
Jerry Reese was pretty adamant at the combine when he addressed the media that Flowers is going to stay at left tackle. He feels pretty good with him being there.
Well, I mean, I just think that, you know, when you get a year under your belt in the National Football League and you can get another one, and I mean, I don't have a problem with it. I think that he's a good player. I think that he's going to get better, and hopefully one day we'll see him in the Pro Bowl. But right now, we don't have a Pro Bowl right tackle. Giants do not have a Pro Bowl right tackle. So, you know, these guys, they're going to compete, but, you know, there's a need there, and we'll see when that need is addressed, whether it's between now and free agency ends, or between now and the draft, or in the draft, there's definitely going to be something done. We'll see.
I want to remind you, Big Blue Kickoff Live brought to you by DraftKings. Now, if you've never played on DraftKings, changing the way we play fantasy football, fantasy everything, actually. Just pick your contest. You know they have fantasy golf?
I do.
That's something I think you would really, really.
No, exactly. And somebody told me that, because I don't play fantasy football. And when I do, I suck at it. But the other thing is that, yeah, golf I would be good at. But I would still want to play golf with them, but that's okay. Actually, I just got back from Phoenix, by the way. I did play two rounds of golf.
I played while I was down in Florida.
Awesome.
Yeah. You know what's so great? It's like your first go at it, so you have no expectations. I went out there and
played well.
I played well.
That happens a lot.
I mean, for me, I shot an 89. You're in the 70s. I'm in the 80s.
But let
I've
me
only
tell you
broken
something.
80 once.
That happens a lot because also, muscle memory just kicks in. You don't think about things.
But keep in mind, I'm playing on a course obviously not familiar with. Rented clubs.
Yeah.
Not my, you know, my Callaway X-Hots. You know, it was just, didn't have golf shoes. I had sneakers.
Well, for me
to shoot an 80, I was
You were just happy to be there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
No expectations when you first come out. I mean, it's like, yeah, listen, I don't know. We're just, you know, just take the dust off the clubs. Let's just see if they go straight. But a lot of times it's you do play better because you don't think about things.
Exactly.
You know, it's just muscle memory.
So anyway, back to our DraftKings sponsorship. It's not just football. You can play golf. You can play basketball. I'm sure they've got stuff up right now with the NCAA tournament. So just pick your contest, pick your players, and if you win, pick up your cash. It's as simple as that. Go to DraftKings.com, enter the promo code CONTACT to claim your free entry today. DraftKings Fantasy Sports, free to play. Also want to remind you, well, the Giants, they have a bracket out. And it is the 2016 Bracket Challenge, obviously a play on takeoff on the...
Oh, who the first rounder is going to be?
So we're in the second round, and you still can vote. Go on Giants.com, and you can still vote until Monday. Lawrence Taylor, JPP, is one vote.
Oh, yeah, there we go. Okay. I'm not on that list, by the way.
Phil Sims and Eli Manning made it to the second round, so there's a vote there. Odell Beckham Jr. and Carl Banks.
Odell will win just because.
Yeah, poor Carl. That wasn't fair to put him in that.
He got a bad draw.
Yeah, exactly.
Although he beat Shockey, so.
And Frank Gifford, and is it
Rote?
Okay.
Frank Gifford will be in the finals. He may win it all. It's going to be, I said it right now, it's going to be Frank Gifford and LT. Those are my guys.
Really? You don't think Odell? Come on. Everybody's in love with this kid. What have you done for me lately?
2 years opposed to
how much you
want
How much you want to bet Odell wins?
Well,
a round of golf?
No, I'm not going to go there because I feel like because of our generation right now that we're in that people would vote for Odell. Yes.
All right, let's end strong.
I said that my guys would be those who would be in there.
Right.
Two Hall of Fame guys.
Right.
But that's just me.
You're not a millennial.
Thank God.
Do you have, are any of your children millennials?
Yeah, my oldest
born 81 or older?
81 or older, is that what it is? 81, I have, 81 old, of course, all of them are. Yeah. Yeah, I have kids that, 81, yeah, all of them.
So you have a whole clan of millennials.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, my friend.
That's okay.
I'm sorry.
All right. I know is millennials, they're a different breed.
Let's go to Andrew. Andrew, welcome into Big Blue Kickoff
Andrew,
Live.
Andrew, are you a millennial?
No, a little bit older, but we're glad to have Anita back.
Good.
We're cruising around in your BMW playing golf. And next, I'll go to Vegas with you because I heard you on ESPN and you were surprised the other host never went to Vegas, and I admit I never went either. So.
Oh, but, Andrew, we got to get you out there, man. That's a party foul. You just lost your man card for the day.
Speaking of Vegas and the gambling, the brackets, I was surprised Shockey and Banks weren't closer. And I think if you look at Shockey, what he did with the Saints, and I think he went to another team too, where Banks was before free agency. But I think I would pick Banks because he really didn't miss games. He was healthy, and Shockey was more often injured. So I would lean towards Banks. But that was a great one. That was so close. And LT has to be the one, you know, the number one. But I wanted to ask you, too, like with JPP versus Robert Ayers, they chose to keep JPP. I know Ayers wanted a lot more money, and he's older. So, and he's injured often, too. So were you surprised that they went that route? And last, quickly on JPP, one variable everyone says, well, his one finger is missing. That's 30% of his grip. But they're not taking into account. Of course, it's bad that he's missing 1.5 fingers, but other parts of his hand will probably become stronger. He may work out harder, train harder. So his my neighbor actually had a heart operation, and they took veins like from that aren't arteries. And the person was saying, well, they don't work as well as arteries, which is true, but he was overweight. And after he had the operation, he became like a health nut. He lost weight. So, you know, there's a variable there too. JPP's older now. He might be smarter. But I just want to ask you about the Robert Ayers, then I'll listen off air, versus JPP. If it was the same salary, would you have kept Ayers or JPP? Thanks, guys. Glad to have you back, Anita.
Well, I think it's
Thank
a good,
you.
I think it's a good question. If they were both the same salaries, you know, who would you take? I would stick with JPP, to be honest with you, because he's younger. The other thing is that I think that Robert Ayers realized that he wasn't worth $10 million that he wanted on the open market. He settled on $7 million, and I think that the Giants weren't willing to pay that type of money to him. And I feel like JPP is going to he's going to bet on the come here. He's going to say, you know what, I'm going to come out and play well this year.
Did you just make a craps reference?
Yes, yes.
I'm a craps player. I'm going to bet on the come.
I'm a craps
player.
Look
at you.
So he's
just won brownie points with me today.
Very good. Very
Jeffrey.
Good. And he's going to go back next year, and he is going to try to make some money. And, you know, he's going to get a good payday this year. And I think he wants to prove it to not only himself, but to the Giants organization and to everybody else. I'm back. And now you're going to have to pay me. So I think that's kind of where we are with their errors in JPP comparison. And that was a good call. So, yeah, I love craps.
Yes. So do I. You and I would be dangerous in
it's
Vegas.
So much fun.
Craps. March Madness, golf.
Yeah, it would be good.
Yeah.
it's great. It's a great game. So I'm trying to teach my kids how to play it online. Not that they're, you know, have any money to bet, but they like it. It's fun. I just think it's just when you get somebody on that table rolling, man, it's fun. It's just your high five.
Because it's like it's the group.
Community.
It's the community.
Yeah.
It's like everybody at that table.
I mean,
against
you're
the
high
house.
Fiving
you're
people. You don't even know who these people
bumping,
are.
Yeah.
But you just won me $100. Thank you. You know, or whatever it is. It's
all right,
awesome.
I'm looking into flights right now.
Oh,
anyway,
God.
Hey, thank you so much for tuning in to Big Blue Kickoff Live all week long. I'm actually back on Monday. I think I'm with Paul, maybe. I don't know. Lance
Mondays?
Or Paul.
Who's Mondays?
I think maybe Paul. I'm not sure. But I'll be back. So wishing everybody a fantastic weekend. Again, good luck with your March Madness pools. Make sure that you log on to Giants.com. We have our own bracket going on. Make sure you vote. That's open till Monday. And we will see you back here high noon on Giants.com next week. Thanks again.
Have a good weekend, everybody.
Come on, man. We need the work. Let's go. Let's go.
Got through on the field. He's got through. 35, 30.